You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
TikTok tries to tackle misinformation. Live from the UK, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Luke Wilson, in for Leanna Byrne. Thanks for being with us. Over the weekend, TikTok said it will assign more staff to combat false and inaccurate content about the Israel-Hamas conflict. Around 1 million Palestinians are believed to have fled south from northern Gaza ahead of what is expected to be a major ground offensive by Israel. It's in response to an attack by Hamas which killed 1,400 people in Israel last week. Hamas is designated as a terror organisation by many governments, including the US and the EU. Since then, Israel has blockaded and bombarded Gaza, killing more than 2,700 people. The European Union says it will investigate X, formerly known as Twitter, over how it's handled misinformation related to the war, like doctored images and mislabeled videos. The BBC's Suranjana Tiwari has more.
TikTok says it has removed violative content and accounts and has mobilized significant resources and personnel to help maintain the safety of the community and the integrity of the platform. Of course, there's X, which was formerly Twitter. There's YouTube, there's Meta, Facebook, the owner of Facebook and Instagram. They did receive similar warnings about misinformation along with a 24-hour deadline. The problem, especially with X, is that Elon Musk actually dismantled a lot of the misinformation safeguards that had been put onto Twitter during the US election when Donald Trump won. And this is really the first conflict that we're seeing this kind of misinformation come back up. Mr. Musk says that the platform needs to be a space for free speech and those safeguards shouldn't be there. But clearly there are a lot of issues with not having any checks and balances at all. Facebook and Instagram have got those safeguards and have said they are reinforcing them as well, given the news coming out of the Middle East.
The BBC's Suranjana Tiwari. Let's do the numbers. European shares were flat on Monday as prospects of an escalation in the Middle East conflict kept investors on the sidelines. Oil prices have steadied after surging 6% on Friday. Brent crude oil is just above $90 a barrel. To Greece now, where there's been a string of high-profile thefts in the country. The target isn't money or jewellery, but olive oil, the BBC's Aina Aslam reports.
Rundown warehouses in rural Greece seem like an unlikely target for a heist. But thieves have broken through the iron doors to steal more than $300,000 worth of olive oil in recent weeks amid a shortage of the so-called liquid gold. There have also been reports of people breaking into homes to steal oil from kitchen pantries and raiding cemeteries where stockpiles are kept for use in vigil lamps. After thefts of olive oil and olives, farmers are worried criminals may begin targeting the olive trees next. Many are already struggling to make a living after heat waves and drought led to two consecutive bad harvests. A similar spate of robberies in Spain earlier this year led to supermarkets placing locks on olive oil bottles, usually seen on alcohol.
The BBC's Aina Aslam there. Today is the 100th anniversary of one of the world's biggest brands, Disney. It was established in 1923 as the Disney Brothers Studio. And to commemorate this, we wanted to bring you a British Disney tale. In July 1949, Walt Disney and his family visited the tiny village of Norton Disney in Lincolnshire, and it changed Disney films forever. The BBC's Colin Patterson has been retracing Walt Disney's steps.
A shooting star flying around Sleeping Beauty's castle. Multicoloured fireworks exploding. A perfect arc of light is formed across the sky before disappearing as the word Disney magically appears. That's how every Disney film has started since Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Man's Chest in 2006. And each time that title sequence is shown, there's a tribute to a village in Lincolnshire with a population of 242.
It's an honour and a pleasure to be here where the Disney history began in England, Norton Disney.
Disney historian Sebastian Durand. In the summer of 1949, Walt Disney was in the UK to supervise the filming of Treasure Island.
Oh, well, the sharks may come from here.
Walt decided to have a holiday with his wife Lillian and two daughters Diane and Sharon, and on their way to Scotland, they stopped off in Lincolnshire to hunt for ancestors in the village of Norton Disney, and they were particularly fascinated by what they found in St Peter's Church.
A very, very old little church.
11th century.
Incredible, yes. I mean, who would guess that it's linked to Walt Disney and even his coat of arms? It's all over this place, but here you have a beautiful example. You can see the three lions of Normandy. It's also the coat of arms for the Disney family.
But of course, Main Street is the hub of this happy kingdom.
The crest is significant because in 1965, Walt Disney wanted to commemorate the 10th anniversary of Disneyland.
Now close your eyes and you'll see Sleeping Beauty's castle. This is Fantasyland.
A coat of arms for Sleeping Beauty's castle was suggested, and Walt was asked if there was a Disney one.
And he said, yes, I remember that crest. I saw it in Norton Disney in 1949. And when you see the logo of the Disney movie, at the top of the castle, you can see that flag, and that flag comes from Norton Disney.
Walt Disney in Norton Disney, a Disney fairy tale set in the heart of Lincolnshire.
The BBC's Colin Patterson there. That's all from us here in the UK. I'm Luke Wilson with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.